Why do we do it? Why do we still have Vacation Bible School? Turn to Mark chapter 10, and you're going to see a verse that you're familiar with. And you might have thought, whenever I mentioned this morning, if you were thinking, you might have thought, I bet that's where he's going to preach out of tonight. Actually, I've just got three verses tonight. They're from different places in the New Testament. But I want to give you three reasons, and there's lots more, but I'm going to give you three reasons why we still have VBS. Mark chapter 10, verse number 13, Jesus is teaching the people, and the Bible says, and they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer, that means to allow, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. A really neat thought. The disciples are there with Jesus, and he's teaching, and he's preaching, and he's healing people. And some of the people had a great idea, and they thought, let's take our kids to him. That's a great idea. Take our kids to Jesus. The creator of the universe, the God that loves them more than we even love them, let's take our kids to Jesus. Great idea. He was healing people. Maybe the kids had something they needed to be healed of. Maybe they just wanted their kids to be around Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, Emmanuel. Well, for whatever reason, they brought their kids, and they brought, the Bible says, it wasn't just children. There's an adjective before that word children. Remember what an adjective is? It's a verb that describes a noun, right? So this is English class now. Did you miss something? We're out of school, so I got to keep throwing little school stuff in there to make sure you learn, even though it's summertime, right? So they brought children to Jesus, but it wasn't just children. What's the word right in front of children? It was little children. They brought little children to Jesus. And you remember what the disciples did? We just read it here. The disciples said, no, they can't come. Don't bring your children. Maybe there's probably a lot of reasons why the disciples said that. Who can help me with maybe a reason? We're going to talk to each other tonight, okay? Does this help to talk, to come down? I know you're getting scared right now, okay? So, but let's talk to each other right now. What is one of the reasons why the disciples might have thought Jesus doesn't want the little children? Well, what would they have thought? Somebody raise your hand and tell me what. Yes, Jared? The kids aren't key influencers. So if he was to touch them, they're probably not going to be able to do a whole lot with it. They're not going to be able to go out and change the world. Okay, so they're not key influencers. Maybe they wouldn't understand. Okay, that's a really good reason. Okay, there's other reasons. Why would they try to protect either the kids or Jesus from this interaction? What's another reason why they might not? Yes, Mom? Maybe they were bothering him. Don't bring the kids to Jesus. You know, you're going to bother him. Come on, there's more answers. There's more thoughts here. Why would they keep the kids away, Miss Pam? Just not important. Okay, kind of close to what Jared was saying there. How about this? How about he's too busy for kids? I mean, this is an adult thing here going on, he's too busy for the kids. Any other reasons? Any thoughts, Dad? Might be distracting. Yeah, he's on this mission, and he's got these. There's a bug, I'm gonna swallow it if I'm not careful. They're gonna distract what he's doing. Well, for whatever reason it was, the disciples said, the disciples didn't just say no, but they rebuked the people that brought them. I don't know exactly what they said, but they rebuked them. They kind of got in their face. They told him, no, this is not the right place, it's not the right time, whatever it was they said. But Jesus corrected the disciples. When Jesus saw it, the Bible says he was much displeased. Who was he displeased at? Was he displeased at the people bringing the little children? No. He was displeased at the disciples who were trying to keep the kids away from him, who were trying to protect him from the kids or protect his time or protect whatever it was. They were trying to keep the kids away. The Bible says he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me. I want the little children. Bring them to me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Three thoughts this evening, and here's the first one. Why do we still have VBS? And the first one is this. Saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. For of such is the kingdom of God. If we reach these kids now, they're going to be reached whenever they're adults. Jesus, I don't know exactly what he was thinking, but he said, listen, the children are the kingdom of God. One of these days, these kids are going to grow up. And Brother Jared said this, they're not the main influencers, but one day they will be. They're not the ones who can go out and change the world with the gospel, but one day they will be. Let me give you some thoughts about this. Saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. D.L. Moody, a great, great preacher in Chicago, he was once asked how his night's meeting had gone. And he said this, we had 2.5 conversions. Now, there's no such thing as a half a person getting saved or somebody getting halfway saved. But he was trying to get somebody thinking. So he said, we had 2.5 conversions. So the person that asked said, so you mean 2 adults and 1 child got saved? And he said, no, 2 children and 1 adult, 2.5 conversions. And he said this, the adult only has half his life left. The children can live their entire life for God. The adult can only live half his life for God. So that was D.L. Moody's take on the matter. Christianity, you may have heard this before, is always just 1 generation from extinction. It's always been that way. 1 generation away from extinction. That means if we don't reach the next generation, let's just pretend that from now on, nobody under the age of 5 years old got saved, okay? That means within 1 generation, there would be 0 Christians in this world. Do you understand this? This is huge. If we don't reach the next generation, we're going to grow up in a nation, in a world without Christians. It's always 1 generation from extinction. George Barna, I don't always agree with his beliefs, but he runs a big polling company, and they call people and ask all kinds of questions, and they do surveys. And he said this, based on their surveys, what you believe at age 13 is pretty much what you're going to die believing, based on all the different surveys and studies that they've done. First reason why we still have VBS is saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. What we're doing is huge. To share the gospel with a child to get saved, this is huge. This is big league stuff. This is the reason we have a church. It's to share the gospel. We could, have VBS every week. No, I'm sorry. I just scared everybody. But it's about reaching people with the gospel. Let's do what we can to reach people with the gospel. Okay, so first reason, saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. The second reason is very similar. Unsaved kids usually grow up to be unsaved adults. Did you catch the difference there? Saved kids always grow up to be saved adults because once you're saved, there is no losing that salvation. If you're saved as a child, you are a saved adult. But an unsaved kid usually, not always, but usually grows up to be an unsaved adult. Let me give you some statistics. Studies show that 85% of American Christians were saved between the ages of 4 and 14 years old. If you were to take every Christian in America and you were to ask them, what age were you when you got saved? 85% of them would say, I was between 4 years old and 14 years old. That's huge. 85% of people in our country that are saved got saved before they were 14 or before they were 15 years old. Only 10% of American Christians were saved between the ages of 15 and 30 years old. We've got an 8 times chance of reaching someone who's 14 years and under. We have 8 times greater chance of reaching them with the gospel than we have of reaching someone that's 15 years old all the way up to 30 years old. Only 10%. The studies say that only 4% of Christians were saved after they were 30 years old. If somebody gets saved after they were 30 years old, the probability of that happening, only 4% of people that get saved got saved after they were 30 years old. That tells us something. That tells us that most people that are getting saved are getting saved at a young age. And it also tells us something else that another survey tells us. The Barna Research Group did a survey, and it demonstrated that American children ages 5 years old to 13 years old have a 32% probability of accepting Christ. I don't know where they get all the numbers from, but I just want to throw these at you just so you can be thinking about them. A person 5 years old to 13 years old has a 32% probability of being saved. That's just based on statistics and how many people live in our country, how many people are saved, that type of a thing. All right. But people between 14 and 18 years old only have a 4% probability of accepting Christ. I'm sorry, I think that's 14%. Adults aged 19 and over have a 6% probability of becoming Christians. If we want to reach somebody with the gospel, the best time to reach them with the gospel is before they turn 15 years old. Now, there's still a chance somebody can get saved anytime. All the way up till they draw their last breath. Absolutely, God will save anybody. But the chance of seeing somebody saved are so much greater when they're kids. Saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. Unsaved kids usually grow up to be saved adults. And I need to share another Bible verse with you. Turn to Revelation chapter 20, if you would. Revelation chapter 20, because if an unsaved kid grows up to be an unsaved adult, that unsaved adult will spend eternity somewhere. Now, a saved kid that grows up to be a saved adult will spend eternity with God in heaven. We know that. But an unsaved kid who grows up to be an unsaved adult, Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, tells us what will happen with that unsaved kid who grew up to be an unsaved adult. The Bible says, Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The kids that we don't reach with the gospel, that don't get saved, they grow up and they are unsaved adults. One day will pass into eternity if they never trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. They will spend eternity in this place the Bible calls the lake of fire. Why do we still have VBS? Because unsaved kids usually grow up to be unsaved adults. The chances of somebody being saved after they're that age, 15 or 16 years old, is very, very small. We've got to do everything we can to reach as many people with the gospel. Let's focus on the kids before they get to the point where their heart is hardened to the gospel. Jay Kessler is the president of Youth for Christ International. I can't say if I agree or disagree with the movement or that organization. I don't know much about him, but this is what he said. Any evangelism after high school isn't evangelism. He said, it's really salvage. It's really salvage. After high school, we're salvaging people. Charles Spurgeon said this, teachers and superintendents should not merely believe in the possibility of early conversion, but in the frequency of it. Kids get saved. And kids get saved often, and kids, not often like they're saved over and over again, but more often than any other group of people will get saved. And kids are open to the gospel. Kids saved always grow up to be saved adults. I'm sorry, saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. Unsaved kids usually grow up to be unsaved adults. And then the last is not really tied in with that, but it's very simple and very forthright. Our commission is to reach our city with the gospel. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is our last verse for tonight. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. This is Jesus. He's talking to the disciples. It's right before he goes up into heaven. And he talks to the disciples and he gives what we often call the Great Commission. In the four Gospels, he commanded us to go and preach the gospel to every creature, every nation around the world, all people. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he gives power to do it. And he gives us command to go out and to be witnesses. Now, you got to remember who he's talking to. He's talking to a group of disciples right outside of the city of Jerusalem. They lived in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was their city. Jerusalem was, or at least they ended up living there. Jerusalem is where their church started. They come from different places, but gathered together in Jerusalem and started this brand new Testament church. And Jesus said to these disciples who were gathered right outside of Jerusalem, look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said this, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." He said, as disciples of Christ, as witnesses of the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you need to start right here in your hometown. Start in Jerusalem sharing the gospel. And I'll ask this question and we're done. If we don't reach our city, who's going to do it? Let's just be honest here. If we don't reach our city, who's going to do it? There are other good churches in our city, and I'm not marginalizing the other churches in our city. But let me say it this way. If us and the other churches just like us that have the gospel and we believe the Bible and we're seeing people saved, if us and the other churches like us don't reach our city with the gospel, who's going to do it? But let me put the pressure on us for a minute. God gave us this commission. Yes, He gave it to the disciples, but through the Holy Spirit and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we've got it in the Word of God, and we are to be witnesses in our city, our Jerusalem, our local city. Where are we going to start? I think VBS is a great way to reach our city. That's not the only way. There's some other great ways. I think having a bus route is a great way. Going soul winning is a great way. But I'll tell you what, last year, when we had this auditorium two-thirds full of, fifth through eighth graders, and they heard the gospel, probably 50 or 60 of them got saved, I was reminded this is a great way to reach our city, at least to begin to reach our city with the gospel. Why do we still have VBS? Well, saved kids always grew up to be saved adults. We need a whole lot more saved adults. Unsaved kids usually grew up to be unsaved adults. We've got to reach them while they're kids. It's the best chance we have of reaching them. And our commission is to reach our city with the gospel. That's our message for tonight.